listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 28, and today we're talking about prioritizing feeling good. Now, it was going to be called making feeling good a priority, but making feeling just didn't roll right.
Sounds weird. It sounds like a double negative, but it's not. Double positive.
Which is what we're all about over here at the Lifted Life Show. Okay, so it's this gloomy Sunday evening. We're getting it recorded a 2 days early. Man, for a while, we were recording several in a row, getting all pumped out, and then we just kind of lost steam. But, you know, we still have been putting out a show every Tuesday like we said we would.
I think it's a little more fresh when we do it this way.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep it fresh for you, or we're slackers. But anyway, it is the weekend. Kiddos, let's see. We got one over at a friend's house, one at his cousin's. We got a busy day tomorrow. Yard people come in, and we thought we're going to knock this out. Mm-hmm. And I do love Sundays around here. There used to be that, ooh, that Sunday feeling kind of, but Mr. Lifted stays home on Mondays now to get work done on Lifted. The goal is to knock out four more of those days.
But you know, the best part of that is you might think, like I used to think, what if you didn't ever work Mondays again? Which now I don't work Mondays. Mm-hmm. I wondered, would Tuesday become the old Monday?
Yeah, and is it?
I can contest that it didn't.
Okay, so what does it mean that it didn't? Now Tuesday's still Tuesday, and you totally just overruled Monday?
I used to think that it's possible that feeling just moved on down the road. Mm-hmm. But I just got rid of the feeling.
Just kicked it to the curb. Every once in a while, I still get that feeling because the kids go back to school tomorrow, and I just have that feeling like, oh, the weekend's over.
There's something about the setting sun on the Sunday night. It's like, oh, man, the weekend's
There's a word over. For that. I don't know what it is.
I don't either, but...
Anyway, so today we're talking about feeling good and how we prioritize feeling good. So before we jump into our thoughts and opinions on it, I want to share with you this quote by Jen Sincero, who is the popular author of the many books about You Are a BA. I'm going to keep it language fresh here because I know you sometimes drop.
We can't say badass on the podcast.
I like to keep in mind that sometimes my niece or nephew listens. But sometimes...
They taught me that word.
Okay, listen to this quote. Contrary to popular belief, it's not as important to know exactly what you want to do with your life as it is to know what makes you feel good. End quote. Drop the mic. Turn off the show. Game over. Everybody to your rocket boosters.
I'm sorry. Can you say it again?
Seriously?
Yeah.
You were daydreaming?
I was thinking about cussing. Sorry.
Okay. We'll do this one more time because some of y'all in the back couldn't hear. Contrary to popular belief, it's not as important to know exactly what you want to do with your life as it is to know what makes you feel good. And if you didn't hear it that time, I am not... Reading nope. It again. You this can push the back button 15 seconds back. So the whole idea is with everybody, what are you going to do when you grow up? What are you going to be? Or how are you going to change the world? Or what problems do you want to solve? Which is my favorite question. Real quick. I love this point. Can I share it?
Oh, you have the mic?
I do. And you have one too. Okay. So I love changing the question from what do you want to do when you grow up or what do you want to be when you grow up to what kind of problems do you want to solve? I think we need more problem solvers. But even still, it's focused around that question of what's your job role, which is who you are. Wrong. If you know how to feel good in your body and how to use your brain as a tool to help you feel good, then you're like really... # winning. And I don't think a lot of people teach that. So,
well, there's a fair argument that if you feel good, then the rest will follow.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you can feel good without providing service to others, without using your gifts to make the world a better, brighter place.
Yeah, to me, I don't like the first part that you were saying.
I don't care.
It just feels like, it's not that I didn't want you to say it. It's that it's like such a loaded question. Like, what are you going to be? What are you going to do? Like, that's just society getting ready to put down on you. Like,
oh, right.
This is what you should do. Like, don't take a factory job or don't do this because, you know, you make more money doing this. And it's just like, I'm just thinking about like in high school when I was going through like...
What people were telling you to be or do.
It was such a loaded question. And it was such judgment wrapped around that. Like, well... Mm-hmm. And then like I saw something on LinkedIn saying that there's nobody's going to school to be a factory worker. No one's doing factory work anymore. And they're actually deficient in those areas because everyone was told, like I was told, you got to go to school for a technical job, or you got to.
There's a big like push for trade jobs, yeah, and how
they're valuable. I mean, right? But I think our society said they're not valuable, or said, well, you don't make enough money, so you should do this.
But it's an amazing way to actually not go hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt, instead learn what work ethic is and what it's like to have a job.
Anyway, kind of off path there.
But. That was off path. And hearing you say that you saw it on LinkedIn, it makes me wonder, how many Lifted Lifers are hanging out on LinkedIn? Let us know over on Instagram. I'm glad we're cracking up. That's all that really matters. Yeah, it turns out we're on Instagram more. I do know that there's some untapped market potential by sharing some things on it on LinkedIn. So we should maybe do that. You and I were actually both in agreement that the question is too loaded and nobody even knows what they want to be when they grow up, even when they're 33 or 38 or whatever. Those are our ages, by the way, people, if you're wondering. I mean, people probably were wondering. Sometimes when I'm listening to people, I'm like, I have no idea how old they are. Now everybody knows. Anyway.
They don't know which one, though. It's 33.
Right. That's true. Take your guess over on Instagram.
Take the quiz on Instagram.
Take the quiz to find out. We do have a quiz. Which probiotic should you take? Now, we did make that quiz before we came out with our third probiotic, Mood Super Strains. The quiz is, which probiotic should you take? Mood Boosting Probiotic or Bifidus Mood Boost? Now, I feel like we need to update the quiz. Some people are all hating on us saying, the quiz will tell you you need a probiotic no matter what. That's not true.
Not true.
You can definitely take the quiz and it'll say, hey girl, hey guy, you're good to go. You don't even need a probie.
We actually spent many hours making sure that
that wouldn't happen. And people still were all nasty. People can be really nasty on social media and into emails. Also, people can be very nice and very sweet and sometimes make me cry a little bit for the good way. But I don't think I've ever cried for the, like, someone hurt my feelings. I can get kind of angry, but it's just a cover emotion for sadness, I'm sure. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. Although we are the real deal and have a full range of emotions, what we want to talk to you about is more of how we make feeling good a priority, because I truly believe when I feel good, I am of service to the world. I am of service to my family. I owe it to myself to feel good, but also to my gifts, to my people, to anybody that I'm around. It's up to me to feel that way though. And so I thought we could take some time today and share some things we do to prioritize feeling good. What, Tim Hall, do you do to feel good?
I knew that was coming back to me. I think we talked about it on another podcast, but I have like a morning ritual that I do every morning. Yeah, every morning. Except for the morning that Olive had an early soccer game. Couldn't get all that in before 8.
But you still did some stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my morning ritual starts with normally push-ups. So I do some push-ups, trying to get the blood flowing. Go for a walk. I think the walk is about 15-20 minute walk.
What time do you usually hit the open pavement of the sidewalks of Kansas City, Missouri?
I get up at 6 in the morning. Sometimes it takes a few minutes to get myself out of bed, but 6 is when my alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Then the push-ups don't take that long. I can do 50 push-ups. So it takes a few minutes, less than a few minutes. And then the walk, so I don't know, 6:10, 6:05.
Because I was just thinking about how I've been sharing more about how I've been studying about the power of morning sunlight.
Oh, I'm going to get to that.
Okay. But when you hit the open pavement of the sidewalks,
the sun is not out.
That's a problem.
It's light, but the sun is what you're going to talk about is not out. Like, I can't see the sun. It's coming up, but I can't see it. So anyways, so I do my walk. Then when I get back, I finish my push-ups and then I do some journaling.
So wait, you divide your push-ups and there's a walk in between.
Yep.
Give your
two sets of 50, if you need to be exact. then I do my journal exercises. I have a focus wheel I do. So if you don't know what a focus wheel is, look up Abraham Hicks. She's the most famous person that talks about focus wheels. Then I meditate and then have breakfast. That's usually my morning. Oh. Back to the sun. Since it's been nice and warm, I've been sitting out in the back on the back porch waiting for the sun to crest where it actually shines on me while I'm doing my journaling.
Because we live in the city, y'all.
Yeah.
And it takes some people's houses getting out of the way before we get to see it. That's actually a pretty strong reason to move, is if you have to wait 30 minutes to see the sunrise. Because man, oh man, I've been studying. And I've even been sharing it when I talk to customers on the phone and they're asking me questions about probiotics. And I'm like, hey, by the way, If you want to feel really good, this is what I'm studying. You got to catch that morning sunrise because there are things that happen in your body. Your circadian rhythm is just like reset and you're able to greet the day in a whole new way, in a grounded, vibrant, energized sort of way that I think we should all aspire to. And I don't feel like it's talked about enough. So anytime I got somebody on the line, anytime I got you listening to this podcast, I'm going to remind you. Now, I don't always do it, but I've been doing it more and more frequently. And that is one of the ways I prioritize feeling good as well. I do prioritize sleep more than some people like Tim. And so a lot of times when he's rolling out of his meditation room to go find his breakfast, I'm rolling out of my bed.
But I think there is something, like you were talking about the sun. There is some value to it because I've been trying to do it.
I'm not just making it up.
I know you're not making it up. But, I mean, you can go through the science and go through the chemically what they say is happening inside your body when the sun's hitting you and what your body's producing, melatonin and all those things.
It's telling your melatonin not to be secreted, I believe. It's like, we don't need any more of that for now.
Right.
Or something like that. It's really complex. Keep going.
But what I was going to say for me, I think just like as my day starts going on, and I kind of think back like, wait a minute, I was up before the sun and I saw the sun actually come out. Like there's some, for me, that's where the...
It's invigorating.
Yeah. It's.
So I wanted to share this. I was talking with a customer on the phone and she was saying, you know, I'm really a night owl. And I said, you know, I kind of am too, but I have to stop and question. Is it my environment that's made me a night owl? Do I really truly believe I was just born a night owl? Or is it possible that all of the blue light that we surround ourselves with through the evening and in the nighttime has made us all into much more of night owls than we ever were supposed to be? And I am totally open to the idea that my environment has caused me to become who I am now. And if I want to change it, I can change my environment. I know it's kind of a wild concept because so many of us want to just say, well, it's my personality. But I think the less we can give credit to our personality and say, no, a lot of things are our choices, our habits, and we can make new choices and new habits.
I would say everything's your choice, but you said a lot of things. I would say everything's your choice.
Oh my gosh, here we go. I'm not doing it. Not here. Not now. We're 12 minutes into the podcast. We're going to stay on track. I'm not going to argue with you about that. But what we will say is, feeling good is a priority and it should be a priority. And a lot of times what happens when we don't feel good is we don't prioritize feeling good. We prioritize fondling our problems. And I do this too. I keep thinking, how do I change this? This isn't working. For me, the personal struggle at some points in my life has been anxiety, feeling anxious, I've had panic attacks. Luckily, all of that's kind of by the wayside. I still occasionally can be triggered and feel that kind of out of my body, less than grounded anxiety, but it's less and less than ever. Something I still kind of struggle with are headaches, especially during certain parts of my hormonal cycle. And so then what happens is I find myself just obsessing about the problem. A lot of times I'm looking for solutions, but it's still in the realm of the problem. And so I even have talked to Timmy about this and saying, I don't want to do that. And yet here I am truly in physical pain. And so I know that there's times where the problem seems like what we need to talk about, but instead what I want to invite you to do is to prioritize feeling good. So for instance, a new aha I had today was that one way I could focus on a solution would be to try to exercise my body more. Now, I'm not a lazy person. I don't even hardly ever sit down. A lot of times we'll be playing a family game or try to watch a show as a family, and I just don't even sit down, do I?
You don't.
I like to get up and get snacks, you know, do this, do that. So it's not that I sit still. It's just that there's a difference between moving a lot and actually exercising. And so I thought, well, that's one way I could put the emphasis back on the solution, back on feeling good, and less on the problem of having headaches. Maybe just regular stress-relieving exercise that gets my blood pressure, no, my blood rate. What is the, my heart blood rate? Pumping.
Blood pumping, that'd be good.
Yeah, thanks. And so that's one way I can focus on the solution. And so a lot of people will come to us saying, I'm stressed out, I'm overwhelmed, I burn out. And then my first question is typically, okay, what do you do for fun? What do you do to feel good? Are they creative outlets? Are they ways to move your body? Are they ways to get you out in the sun? Are they musical instruments? If you come over to our Lifted Life group, I share about the new musical instrument that I picked up because it's really something that brings you into the present moment. And I even did a video about how I was really overwhelmed with the endeavor of playing a musical instrument about 7-ish years ago when I got an acoustic guitar off Craigslist. And then I sold it on Craigslist a few weeks later, maybe it's a few months. I don't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. And what I do know now is that you got to slow down, and I'm just taking it one chord at a time. And, there's a lot of practice that needs to happen, but anyway, you should join our Facebook group. But I'm thinking about moving the group. I keep thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for a while, but when it comes to feeling good and prioritizing feeling good, I'm not sure that having a group on Facebook is in alignment with our brand. I've been talking about this for a while, but I'm just scared to make the leap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah. So anyway,
but also I think something that's worth talking about is, I can see people outside listening to what you're saying and feeling like that sounds selfish, like you care about yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think I would argue that you need to take care of yourself first. Mm-hmm. And being good, feeling good is infectious. Mm-hmm. And I think other people seeing you feel that way will cause them to want to feel good and want them to go find what makes them feel good. And I just think that's a better way to approach it. And I mean, I can kind of see what people are saying about being selfish, but I personally think you're going to do better that way than to do it a different way.
Well, there's always the extremist who's going to say, well, if all you do is prioritize feeling good all day long and all you do is think about yourself. Mm-hmm. But I think what happens is once we get to that elevated state of, I feel really good. I feel really grounded and chill like myself. Then you show up in your roles, whether it's a business owner or an employee or as a mother or a husband or whatever.
A person that ordered coffee from someone and I mean, and you just are vibrant with how well you feel and you can feel that energy. And
you then connect. They're
like, what's up with that dude? And then, right. Or dudette in your
Thank
case.
You. You connect with people in a different way. And I think that there is the extremist who could argue and probably prove right that if all you do is focus on feeling good and think about yourself.
Well, but it is selfish, and I think it's okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Like I don't.
Some people would say it's not selfish.
I don't think it
has
a negative connotation.
Yeah,
I think it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. To prioritize feeling good. Mm-hmm. And I think that a big takeaway I would love to challenge our listeners with is, how do you make feeling good a priority? We could sit here all day and say, I learned a musical instrument. I do my German lessons. I journal. I walk. I do yoga. I hang out with friends. I take a friend to coffee. I got a pedicure. You know, we could sit here all day and share things that feel good for us.
But we share those things because they're examples of what we're doing and how we live our life in that way.
Right.
It's not saying this is what you should do. It's
right,
actually
at all.
The listener's job to figure out what serves them and what they enjoy.
Right. And so this podcast episode is more about an invitation to ask the question, can I prioritize feeling good? What am I doing right now in my life that shows me and the universe or the world or God himself, how I value myself and how I'm going to take care of myself so that I can show up in a big way in this one precious life. It's a question. What do I need to do more of? What brings me back to me? How can I prioritize feeling good? It's a question. And maybe you could journal the answers. Maybe you can just sit on them while you sit on your front porch with a glass of iced tea. Mm-hmm. Just soak in the springtime nature. It's springtime here. So soak it in, ask the question, and reflect. Because that, I don't think we're programmed or assigned that question often enough as children or as adults. There's that whole, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up is what we ask kids. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do is what we ask adults. And so instead, we're challenging you to make the new question be, what do you do to feel good? And then prioritize that, because it's our intention that brings so much to our life. And if you set the intention to feel good and make that a priority, a lot of times, if not all the time, everything else can fall into place. Because from that higher self, from that highest, most woke self, you do indeed want to be a good daughter or a good son or a good friend or a good whatever from that place. But if you're in a frazzled, overwhelmed state, it's hard to do that. So that's the key takeaway. Ask yourself that question and reflect on it. And it could be that a lot of people will share things they like to do, like travel. And I'm like, oh, travel stresses me out. And it's like, okay, so then when I list off all these kind of creative things, maybe that's cringy to you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But it's up to the individual.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
What is it that you would like to do more of to prioritize feeling good?
Yeah, I think that's really interesting because short of hurting someone, I just think you shouldn't allow society or other people's judgment to stop you from doing what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of hurting people, obviously. I don't.
Right. And if you enjoy that, then it's just kind of like,
well, that's a whole different
problem. Weird.
Yeah.
But most of us generally, right. That's the question.
I was just thinking about like the person that, I don't know, I can't think of something obscure they might enjoy doing, but they might be worried what people would think about them doing. Like, I don't know, I hate to even, I don't know. Like
stamp collecting.
Yeah. Like, I love collecting stamps, but I don't want to tell anybody because I don't want to be judged. Like, but if that truly fires you up and you feel really good, then that's what you should do.
Collect the stamps. Right. Exactly. But if you don't spend a little time figuring out what it is that you do to relieve stress, feel good, connect back to you, then you're going to be a wound up, bound up individual. I know from personal experience. So it's time to prioritize feeling good. Thanks everyone for listening. Be sure to follow us over on Instagram. We're going to be doing a giveaway really soon. All right. That's the sponsorship. What? You don't believe me?
I believe.
Okay. Peace out, everybody.